let's start off with Brian Westbrook, D-West.
You know, as we watched that game last week, we saw an offense that looked terrible. First quarter looked terrible. The first part of the second quarter just didn't look good. But they had one spark in them. And I think for a team like this, we're always looking for a spark. And the one spark was the rookie, our second-round pick, Jalen Hurts. And really, to me, it surprised me because I was one of the guys that was saying, you know what, let's not put him out there no more. He fumbles the ball. He ain't helping the offense very much. But there was a spark. So now just think about this. We can't move the ball down the field. We finally put Jalen Hurts in. We're on a 10-yard line. At this point, the Ravens' defense has been smothering our offense all game long. And you know what? Let's put Jalen Hurts just to see what he can do. Maybe we can get something going. So on this play, you see we get a little motion right here with the running back in the backfield. Fake the handoff. And this is a run the entire way. Big time pickup by Jalen Hurts. Now, this is just some of the variations that you can do off of the same play. A lot of these plays with these types of gadgety plays with the quarterback, running back type of court situation, it's the same thing. But you fake the ball to the running back underneath the quarterback, and now you take Jalen Hurts and go make a play. Go be an athlete and make a play. This was the beginning of the offense moving the ball down the field. I actually think this may have been one of the first downs that we had in the game.
Third quarter.
Was it third? I think this here was in the second quarter.
Okay.
But, I mean, it just it gave our offense a spark. This is why you brought him here. This is that Taysom Hill type of spark. 20 yards right here gets us off of our own 10-yard line. This is an opportunity for our offense. And this Ravens defense who has been dominating us all game long to this point, we're at this point, we got a 20-yard game, biggest game of the game of the game. A great play from Doug Peterson. A couple plays later. Now, this isn't a big play. This is just another positive play. We're in a point in the game where we're looking for positive plays from our football team. At this point, you start to play with an empty backfield. You motion the running back into the backfield and Miles Sanders. And now you're just going to ride him. Just going to ride him a little bit. And now what happens in this play? Again, not a big game. It was a big first down for this football team. And we're looking for first downs. This is what Jalen Hurts can bring to you. He can bring some excitement. He can bring that spark. He can get you a couple first downs that you need. This is how Doug Peterson needs to be able to use this rookie. Don't put him in situations where it's second and long, it's first and long after a penalty. Put him in situations where he can be successful and allow a spark to come to this offense. He used them perfectly last week. It allowed us to get the ball moving just a little bit there in that second quarter. That was great by Doug. We need to see a little bit more of that.
That last part of the play where he slid after eluding the defense, What I liked about it, and I saw it as the game happened, he saw Carson Wentz is about to be the lead blocker.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of putting that quarterback in a tough spot,
he slid.
Yeah. He said, I'm not even going to do that.
Be smart.
That's smart right
there.
You
can tell that he's smart. He made a couple people miss. I mean, he made three or four people miss on this play.
But at that point, don't put your starting quarterback in a position.
Absolutely not.
And that was smart by Jalen Hurts.
Great
for sure.
Job by Doug calling these plays, especially backed up the way he did.
I think he scores tonight. Somehow, some way, whether it's him throwing or running, I think Jalen Hurts scores tonight.
I will tell you this.
Primetime game.
And that two-point conversion, I wish they would have put him in the game. Because that makes a defense at least consider what are these trick plays that the offense is going to run.
All right. Love it. Two plays from Jalen Hurts. D-Gun, you're up next.
You know, there was a show in the 70s called Beretta. And one of the lines from the show is, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
That's right.
So you want to be big-time players, you got to make prime-time plays. Now, the Eagles' first offensive series, their first two plays are a sack and a negative pass play. They're minus 13. They're looking at a third and 23. So I know the Ravens' defense is saying all the Eagles want to do is get enough yards to get out of a hole to get a better punt out of the situation. So the perfect play is called. They suck the defense in. Carson steps back. He's got John Hightower streaking down the sideline. Would have been a 50-yard gain. Might have been a touchdown. You don't know. What did Hightower do? Oh, my God, he dropped the ball.
Wide open.
Now, look at this. He's wide open. Okay, he's on the near side of the field, right? He's got one-on-one coverage. Makes a little move to the inside. Boom. The corner takes the bite on the inside on the play action fake. He's wide open. Now, look at Carson. He's in the shotgun. He got a back in the backfield. All right, Carson stepped back. Boom. Wide receiver Hightower puts his foot in the ground. this cornerback standing still, the safety has to come over and try to cover on the play.
You know what happened to him?
Well,
this is a great throw. He's seeing this safety.
He saw that safety.
Look. The safety has to backtrack. And, you know, unfortunately for the Eagles, the Ravens, from safety to nose, got personnel of the yin-yang and then some, right?
Yeah.
He drops the doggone ball. That's a momentum killer right there. See, because you don't know if he had scored on that play, could have led to a score. That gives you momentum. But what do you end up to be with? You standing on the sideline. Your eyes are big as silver dollars. You see that ball coming at that man, and he drops it. What are you saying? Oh.
Get him out of there. Don't put him back in.
It's deflating, right?
That's right.
And then the other play, a sure six. Now, Miles Sanders is a big-time player. He's made some big-time plays. But you've got to make this play here. He's wide open. Ain't nobody in his area code. Now, I understand he had to twist one way and then back the other, but you got to make that catch, man.
No excuse.
You have to make that catch from a running back perspective, Mr. Westbrook. You know what I'm talking about. You cannot afford to not make that play, especially when things are not going great for you. Because, again, that's where the big mo comes into play. You got one-on-one coverage. How many people in the National Football League can stay with Miles Sanders one-on-one in coverage?
Not very many.
Not many safeties?
Nope.
Certainly not linebacker. I don't care how fast a linebacker is. You're not staying with a Miles Sanders in one-on-one coverage.
Nope.
It's the perfect storm, and you blew it. You can't let that happen because those two plays might have been definitive plays in terms of deciding the outcome, which might have been in the Eagles' favor
instead
of their demise. And even on those botched two-point conversions, if they pull off those two plays and won that game, we're not talking about the botched two-point plays. Why did you go for 2 points on your opening touchdown? How in the world did you make that call on the play that could have tied up the game? You're talking about an Eagles win. We'd overshadowed that because it would have been a feel-good moment for everybody in this tri-state region.
Right.
But in a situation like that, in a game of that magnitude, you have got to make those plays, man. I mean, B. West, you just pulled it up. All right, look at Sanders.
Makes a good move
on the wheel route. Look, he's on the linebacker. You're not covering him.
Where was the ball in the right spot? Was that where?
Well, he had to twist a little bit. He had to.
You know, but when I think of Miles Sanders, I think of an athlete. Athletes make this play.
Thank you.
Very unathletic right here.
B. West would have made that play.
Even though he had to turn the wrong way at first.
Yes.
Turn to the outside.
He adjusted.
He still had plenty of time to turn back to the inside.
He had the linebacker turned around.
Jeez.
And he had two steps on the linebacker at least. Now, Carson could have thrown it a little bit more to the inside. I understand that. But you still got to make that play.
But Marcus Peters was right there in the middle. And as athletic as he is as a ball hawk, even though he was chasing the receiver in the middle.
Right there. Throw the ball. Look.
That was the right spot.
He's got it right there.
Right spot.
Throw it right there. That ball, if it had been more to the inside, that's six.
Yes.
It still should have been six.
Yes.
He still hit him in the hand. He still had both hands on the ball.
Those are momentum killers. Do not commit momentum killers in this game tonight, as I said off the top of this show. Do not give the Giants the thought one iota that they can hang with you for four quarters, because as we all know, as long as we've watched football in the National Football League, any and every given thing could possibly happen at any given moment, and you don't want to be sitting here next time we convene talking about how they blew a game against a team they should have smacked in the mouth.
Cannot.
No,
cannot.
You can't.
Cannot.
Can't let happen.
That's Radio Film Review from Brian Westbrook and Derek Gunn. Some great plays pulled up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.